Good morning, I'm Dale Johnson, 45 degrees at 7:03. Jim Pillen, the Husker Football Hall of Famer, now wants to be Nebraska's governor.
We have to fix the broken property tax system and cut taxes for families, ag producers, and small businesses.
The Republican University of Nebraska regent, veterinarian, and hog farmer says the state needs to invest more in infrastructure, maintain public safety, and protect the Second Amendment. The mid-February cold snap reportedly cost Black Hills Energy $80 million in added costs. The utility wants to get that back by increasing your bills over the next 3 years. Black Hills Energy is asking the Public Service Commission to raise each residential customer's bill by about $110 per year. That's almost 17%, or just over $9 a month on average over a three-year period. Commercial customers would also see higher bills. The PSC will make a decision later this spring. Today's large-scale COVID vaccination clinic at Pinnacle Bank Arena focuses on second doses for people age 63 and older, educators and child care providers. Same for tomorrow's clinic. On Saturday at PBA, manufacturing and food service workers get their first shots. Next week, the first drive-through vaccination clinic will be at the Test Nebraska site at Gateway Mall. KFOY News Time is 7:04. Over the last year, a group hired by Lincoln Fire and Rescue has been evaluating fire stations. Five have recently been replaced, but some of the remaining 11 are more than 60 years old.
This group has actually recommended that some of the stations just be replaced. That's how bad they are. We've got a couple facilities that you could pour a lot of money into them, and they're just old and wore out.
Acting Fire Chief Dave Engler talks about it at 8:45 this morning on KFOY's Lincoln Live. An inmate is missing this morning from the Community Correction Center in Lincoln. 39-year-old Raymond Jimenez left the facility Tuesday to look for a job and hasn't come back. Go to KFOYnow.com for a photo of Raymond Jimenez. In response to attacks on people of Asian descent, Lincoln's black clergy is speaking up. In an email to KFOR News, clergy co-founder John Harris said members of the black clergy of Lincoln stand with the Asian and Asian American community here in Lincoln, quote, to rid our nation once and for all of people who have no concern for human life. Lincoln's first forecast, showers and thunderstorms today, maybe bringing another half inch of rain. A breezy day of 52 ahead of us. It's 45 right now at 7:06. I'm Dale Johnson, KFOR News.